Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text today is taken from our Old Testament lesson from Jeremiah chapter 33. Well, visiting my son's family over Thanksgiving was great. It gave us an opportunity to get up there and see my three grandsons. And while we were there, the oldest grandson had a birthday, so we were able to celebrate that. He turned 7, so now my three grandsons are 7, 5, and 3 years old. And so my son lives here with us. My wife and I, we went out there, and my other son from Arizona, he flew up as well. And we were getting ready to go pick him up, and, well, oldest grandson asked, he's like, "Hey, when's Uncle David going to get here?" Ah, the impatience of children, right? Got to have things happen right away. And that reminded me, quite frankly, of the first time we had a road trip with our grandchildren. My son was moving back from Alaska. We were in Georgia at the time, and so his home of record was Georgia. And so he'd been looking for jobs around there and hadn't found any yet, but because he was preparing to leave the service, well, they shipped half of his possessions down to Georgia. In the meantime, he found a job in Illinois. So the other half of his possessions was getting shipped up there. So what did that mean? Well, they had to come back, and the job that he was going to take, well, they were only giving him a week between the time he left the service before he'd have to start. So, grandchildren at that time were 3, 2, and just a few weeks old. So there's no way that my daughter-in-law was going to drive their van with 3 children in the car and my son drive a U-Haul up there. So what they decided to do is my daughter-in-law was going to fly with the youngest, the infant, up there, and then my son would take off in the van, the U-Haul, to go up there. And Grandma and Grandpa would take the 3-year-old and the 2-year-old and drive up there in the van. Now, this was going to be the first time that these two boys had been without Mommy or Daddy. And this would be the first time that Grandma and Grandpa would have 2 grandchildren by ourselves as well. So we take off. First day is great. So we've got the van all set up. They're watching movies. It was a really long day driving up there, and so things were great. But it was that next day, though, that, well, you know what you hear. You know, are we there yet? Yeah. Now, are we there yet? Those sentiments sound pretty much like what you hear in the Old Testament at times. How long, O Lord? Those two are the same thing. And what is it? What is that sentiment? Hoping that the end is near. Hope. That is what we have as part of our first Sunday in Advent. That's our theme. And our Old Testament lesson begins with, "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah." Behold, the days are coming. The days are coming, which means, well, they haven't happened yet. Children of Israel are waiting for those days to come, sometime in the future. And, you know, it's kind of like going on that drive there, and you have one of those little ones, or perhaps you don't even have to be so little to ask that question, are we there yet? But, you know, there's only so many distractions that you can have before that question gets asked. Yet, in this Old Testament reading, who's the one who's making that declaration? It's the Lord. Now, God moves at His pace and not ours. So who would come to learn this? Well, as the Lord is declaring here, He says, "When I fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah," God's people would learn that they need to wait. Wait for those days that are coming. And as they wait, they would lengthen and lengthen and lengthen. But what was the Lord saying that was going to come anyway? He said, "In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will dwell securely. And this is the name by which it will be called: The Lord is our righteousness." Well, God's saying here that a righteous branch will rise up for David. So, meaning that one of David's descendants would be that righteous branch. And so here he had made a promise way back in the day when he was going to have David be king, you know, that his kingdom would continue. And that one day one of his own would have a kingdom that would have no end. And so he would reign over the house of Judah, over the house of Israel, over the house of Jacob, meaning both kingdoms. It would be all there for the Jews, all Jewish peoples to be included. And where would it be? In Jerusalem. And this town would be called, "The Lord is our righteousness." Now that's all well and good. But when is this God event going to happen? Well, on God's time. Now we learn in the New Testament what God's time is like in 2 Peter. He says, "But do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day." Makes so much sense then when God's people cry out, "How long, O Lord?" And he just says, "Well, give me a day or two," right? Well, that's 1,000, 2,000 years right there. But yet, that question keeps nagging at you. Are we there yet? Well, the days are coming. And what that means then, when the Lord says that, God is providing hope. Hope in that day. Hope that God will save his people. And why did they need saving? Well, these people of his, they were always getting into trouble. They were told to follow God's word, and they said, "Oh yeah, we're going to do that." But they didn't. And so then God provided them means to receive that forgiveness. And so they'd have sacrifice. So if you had made this kind of sin, then this kind of sacrifice was needed. And so the people would do that. And so they thought, well, if we've got this particular one, then we can offer this sacrifice, then I'm good. So they'd offer that sacrifice. But the trouble was, is that they didn't change in their heart. They were just going through the motions of worship. Thought they were okay. But they weren't, because they continued to sin again and again and again. And so God would punish them. And so a remnant would be saved, and then they'd have those sacrifices. But the trouble with those sacrifices there, that was never a permanent solution. The people had to do those sacrifices again and again and again. And so what we're hearing here in our Old Testament text today is that God is going to provide a permanent solution. A righteous branch of the line of David would come. And who is that righteous branch? Well, that would be Jesus. Jesus is of the line of David. And so he would be righteous, never having sinned. So when he offered up his life then, on behalf of the people, well, they would receive that forgiveness. So those who believe then would receive forgiveness. But the people, well, they only saw that day from afar. They knew that day was coming. They trusted the Lord. But it wasn't there yet. How about us? Are we there yet? Well, Advent. Advent is a time of anticipation. Time of awaiting the celebrate the birth of the Christ child. The one who would come, who did come, and who saved us all from our sins. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who would return a second time to take us all to his heavenly Jerusalem, that righteous place, for God is indeed our righteousness, and the place where he dwells is completely righteous. But while the days had come, Jesus was born, the days are coming for us when he will come again to take us to be with him. So why then does the Lord wait to send those days for us? Well, you see, the Lord is patient. The Lord is allowing time for the good news of the righteous branch there to be spread around the world, to go to the four corners of the world, so that people might come and understand that they have need for a Savior, that they would repent of their sins and receive forgiveness of those sins. Yes, indeed, God is allowing time that he would have all people be saved. And this is the essence of hope. Waiting for the good things that the Lord God would provide for us. Well, on that trip up to Illinois, well, the boys were great for Grandma and Grandpa. However, when you go to the restaurant there, we stopped off to get something to eat, you know, well, they're 2 and 3 year olds, right? And so the 2-year-old was sitting next to Grandpa. And so he'd set his drink right there on the edge of the table. Grandpa'd take it, move it over. He'd drink out of it, set it right back there. I'm like, you're going to knock it over and spill it. Well, guess what happened? Grandpa's a prophet. It did happen. And so when he knocks it over, what does the 2-year-old do? Stares at it while it's pouring out. I'm like, pick it up. And then he starts crying. Yeah. That happened once, twice, 3 times maybe. I don't remember. All I know is that it was a time that Grandpa needed to learn patience himself. Yes, that was it. But then, you know, this, like I say, the trip was going great. First day was fine. Second day, well, that's when it happened. We're about an hour outside of our destination. And that's when I hear from the back in the van there, I want Mommy! Are we there yet? Well, that's when we could say we were very close. And it got a little quieter back there. And we said, you know, Mommy and Daddy went ahead of us so that they could go up there and set up your rooms so that when we get there, you'll be able to see them. Your rooms are going to be all ready. Your toys are out and everything. It will be great. No more whining. Smiles returned. They were happy. Why? Because we had given them some hope. You see, God gives us that hope. We have hope. We have a place where the righteous branch, Jesus Christ, has gone on ahead of us to prepare places for us so that when that day comes, when He returns to take us to be with Him, we will be in our heavenly home. And when God makes a promise and gives us that hope, indeed, it's a solid done deal. Why? Because He loves us so. And He showed it through His Son who came the first time and who will return yet again to take us to be with Him through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace of God which surpasses all human understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.